You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I am one very grateful faggot today because I had the distinct privilege of interviewing one of the great, great legends in porn. His name is Jordan Fox, and you know him. You have seen his work. If you're following me, you have seen his work. He is an absolute legend in the industry, especially in the dom sub genre. So, without further ado, this interview blew me away. I think it'll blow you away too. So here is the interview with Jordan Fox.
I am with the legend, Master Jordan Fox. Say hello, everybody, to everybody, Master.
Hi.
You've been around a long time in the porn scene.
Yes.
How old are you now, and how old were you when you started?
Now I'm 32, and I started, I think I was like around 19, yes.
19 years old, okay. I think most people that follow my website, and they follow my website, and I featured you before whenever I've gotten a hold of some video clips online, because I think my audience, they view you as kind of a legend, legendary figure in the dom sub genre, you know, of porn. Has that always been something that you've always had just a natural interest in?
Yes, I've always been interested in domination, but it went more rough with time, you know. So when I started, it was kind of soft domination, and the further I went, the more I noticed that I was liking it, you know. So okay. I went always further, and now I can say I'm really into hardcore things, you know.
Yes, you definitely are. Very yeah. Hardcore. Yeah. So, I mean, when you were 19, you were still, you know, you were still a teenager, so it probably was something really kind of new.
Because I started sex with 14, so it was not really new. I mean, it was new for me to do it in a movie, but sexually it was not new to me.
So you lost your virginity at 14?
Yeah.
To a male? Do you consider yourself gay? Are you a gay alpha?
Yes, I am. At 14 I started with a friend from school, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. How was that first time? What happened?
In school, there was a boy which was very, like, sensitive and delicate, and everybody was making fun of him and was doing, like, bullying because everybody called him faggot, you know? And
he was a faggot, right?
Yeah, it's true. And everybody was making fun and saying that he liked cocks and he was sucking cocks and things like that. So one day I managed to be alone with him because I was like, okay, I want to get sucked. So maybe that's a good opportunity. So I managed to be alone with him. And then I just showed my cock and say, okay, get on your knees and suck it. Everybody says you are faggot. Show me you are. And first he was like, no, no, no. And I pushed him a little bit and he sucked me. And that was my first experience, actually. Okay. So I can say even my first time was kind of
aggressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So I think your first sexual experience had an impact on all your sexual life. So the way I started and I loved it, it's the way I built my sexual life after that, you know.
Right. Well, I'm somebody that I believe very much that alphas are born alpha. So I'd like you were born alpha, in my opinion. And so this is just a natural outcropping of what you are naturally, you know. So like you probably didn't have a choice but to be aggressive, you know.
Right, yes.
Yeah. So I guess you probably went through a bunch of faggots before you got into porn.
Yes.
Did you ever own any personal faggots during that time period before you started in porn? Or now even, do you have them?
Yeah, I had some regular faggots.
Uh-huh.
That's I was owning for some time, yes.
Okay. So you, but they were like hookups, like regular hookups. Like were they serving you exclusively?
Yes, sometimes yes.
Okay. Did you ever put them in chastity or cage, like collar them at all, or?
Yes. I like to use chastity cage, especially for the cock, you know.
Well, because, yeah, of course.
In my opinion, a faggot should not use his cock, you know. It's absolutely not normal. A faggot should experience pleasure only through his master. So the only pleasure a faggot has is serving his master, you know. So he's not entitled to have add-ons, to jerk off, and things like that, you know.
Exactly. I have a couple of alpha males who are straight alpha males who own faggots, live in faggots that serve them, and they believe entirely in chastity, and they don't allow faggots to serve them out of chastity. So, I mean, it's a very natural thing, I think, for alphas to want to cage their faggots the way you describe it.
Yeah, I don't allow my faggots to use their cock, you know. So they have to hide it all the time. They have to wear jock straps.
Okay.
They are not entitled to show the cocks and to use the cocks, you know, because right. It's not normal.
Right. Your cock is the only one that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I always say, when I use a faggot, I always say, listen, there is only one man here, it's me. There is only one cock here, it's mine. Forget you have a cock. Forget you ever had a cock. You're born with a cock, it's wrong, but forget it. I'll make you forget that you have a cock. And then the faggot focus on the pleasure he can feel with his holes, you know.
Right.
And if a faggot dare to have a hard-on and to start to jerk off and show his cock, I crush the cock very strong till it, you know.
Right. So there's no way out of it. So how currently do you own any faggots like who are exclusively yours and that you own them basically?
Right. Yeah.
Now? How many
yes.
do you have?
It's hard to say because I own a lot of faggots on different levels, you know. Some of them it's just virtual because they don't feel ready to start to have something with me. Some of them they have different masters. Some of them I meet regularly. Some of them not really regularly. So I don't know. I have a full galaxy of faggots. Who just live worshipping me, and when I want, I pick one of them, I use them. Sometimes I don't give news for a long time for some faggots, just to make them suffer, you know, to hurt them, to show boss, who decides? Because when you see too often a fagot, it's not good, because like you give too much attention. And then the fagots believe that she is worth that attention, which is not the case.
Exactly. So you don't have any faggots that live in your house and take care of like your domestic chores and things of that sort in your house?
No, not full time, because it would be a very great honor for a faggot to live in my home. And
no doubt.
No.
You haven't found a faggot that's worth that honor yet, huh? You haven't found a faggot that is worthy of that honor yet?
No, not yet. Maybe someday, but I think if I let a faggot live in my home, it will be more like in the cellar or in the basement, or, you know.
Yeah, right. Many alphas that I know that own live in faggots, they keep them in cages or in a spare room somewhere or something. They don't allow them necessarily to sleep in their bed or anything like that, you know. So
maybe
on the floor or something, you know. Because if you have a faggot nearby, a faggot could take care of a need that you might have at a given moment, I guess. But, most men, most alphas seem to do what you're talking about. You're currently living in France?
Yes.
Are you from France?
Yes. I'm half French, half German.
Okay, I see. I thought you were of German origin.
Yeah.
So you were born in Germany?
No, I'm born in France.
France,
but
okay.
Italy, it's really by the German border, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you got a mixture there, huh? I mean, you have a very German look about you, and persona, I would say,
feels
German. Although I have known a couple of French masters who are very much like you. But there's probably nobody quite like you, honestly. Now, in terms of your porn career, so you've been doing it since age 19. It seems like you've been kind of on the edge of things. I mean, do you consider yourself to be like on the fringe of the porn industry, like you're not in mainstream porn as much as other stars? Although for me, I consider you to be a major porn actor. Like I consider you to be a major figure in porn, but like it seems like you're with smaller studios a lot, or you're doing independent stuff, you know. Is that a choice that you made?
Yeah, well, I've done a lot of things. I've done about like 100 movies.
Sure.
And I've done for the major studios like Men.com, Lucas Entertainment.
Yeah.
Lucas Cousin, all of, yeah. And then I've done as well for some smaller studio here in Europe, which are more focused on fetish and hardcore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have more freedom with a small studio. They let you do what you want. So that's why I did a lot of movie for smaller studio, because then I could do more the things that I like. More than with a mainstream studio. And you know, sometimes with a mainstream studio, you have to do mainstream. So no violence, no intrigue. It has to be very softcore, you know, and it's like, and you cannot do what you want. It's like a choreography, you know. They tell you, okay, you're gonna do it like that. You're gonna be in that position. You're gonna put your arm like that, your leg like that, be like that, turn around. It's like,
right. Yeah,
I did work with smaller studio because they let you more freedom to do what you want and
right. you're definitely out of you're like a lion that cannot be caged, you know. And mainstream porn would be a cage.
Can't be tamed. experience. And I kind of retired of porn, you know, because I was a bit bored.
Right, right.
And so, I've completed my real fantasy, you know.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
You still haven't completed my fantasy in porn.
Oh, no? You have more? You have more to explore?
I know it's not very easy, but you know, my big, big dream would be to star in a snuff movie.
Oh, wow. Really?
Because I'm bored to do like softcore porn, getting sucked by a twink. I don't do that anymore. You know, I've done that a lot.
You have done it a lot, yes. Yeah. You've done it a lot. How many times can you slap somebody before it gets old, you know?
Yeah, if you ask me now what would excite me in a movie, I will answer yes, a snuff movie. Okay. I know it sounds very, very disturbing for a lot of people, but that's the truth. You know, I always tell the truth, even if it sounds shocking.
Right.
I don't care about what people might think about me, or I don't care about that.
Well, I mean, alphas should not have to, they should not have to make excuses or sugarcoat it. Alphas rule the world. You rule the world, so you should have it exactly the way you want, right?
True.
Yeah, so you could probably make that happen.
I don't care about being popular, you know. When I started my career, I used to care about being popular, but now I don't care anymore. You know, I am what I am. I'm so proud of myself. I'm in love with myself. So I don't care if people love me or not. You know, that's not important.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you very much for saying that. It's great to hear you say that. It's refreshing to hear you say that. So, Master, let me ask, I guess you would probably have the power to make that happen now. I mean, you should have the clout to be able to make a snuff film happen if you wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't done it yet.
A snuff movie?
I'm sorry. Yeah, a snuff movie.
Yeah, I still wait for the opportunity. You know, it's not that easy. It can be dangerous as well.
Sure, but danger is part of life too. So, I mean, I don't know. It would be, I think it would be pretty revolutionary if you did something like that. Honestly. And you probably are one of the few porn actors that has the guts to take it to those levels. You know, I think you have a reputation for that.
I have no limits. You know, I'm telling the truth. It might shock a lot of people, but you know, I could be able to kill a slut in a movie, you know.
Hmm.
So I can go really pretty, pretty far, you know.
I have no doubt.
Exciting to me, you know. I'm very excited, you know, when I start to get violent and I start to kick or I start to choke, you know. It's like I get very, very excited and I just want to go further, further, further till the end. And the end is
death, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. And sometimes I jerk off thinking about me killing a faggot, you know, and I jerk off and it's very powerful, you know. It's really something very exciting to me, you know.
How often do you jack off about that thought?
Like, I don't know, like once, twice a week, or sometimes when I...
I love that. Sorry, Master, I'm sorry. It's just funny to hear you say that.
Sometimes when I hear things in the news, like a faggot bullied in high school and things like that, and I get the add-on, and sometimes I jerk off listening about stories like that, you know, about getting kicked in the street by three guys and things like that.
And you're one of those three guys.
Rapes, aggression, incest. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think it is about, do you believe that alphas have, I've been raped by an alpha before, so like with a knife at my throat. Okay. And honestly, like even now I still have kind of a, I want to be raped again. It's really a sick thought in my mind, you know, that, like I've been raped and I kind of think back on it kind of like longingly, you know what I mean? But, like I kind of curious because you are, as you said, very aggressive. So do you believe alphas are born with this kind of aggression that they want to rape and control and choke and slap and kick and be violent? Do you believe that it's part of the nature of an alpha?
Yeah, definitely. Something you cannot control. It's like some animals, you know. It's like, have you ever seen male animal asking for a female, may I fuck you? No. It's like they just go and they try by force fuck, you know? And it's the same, I think. It's like, you know, why should I try to get the consent of my partner? If I'm attracted and I see that I can physically force someone to have sex with me, I will do it. It's easier to me to impose it by force than to try to get the consent by talking or by seducing. No.
Yeah, right. That,
if I want to fuck a person and I see that I am physically strong with him, I'll fuck him and I'll use my force to fuck him. You know, that's it. I have sexual needs and I want to fulfill them, you know, and I will use what I have, which is like my physical force and my power, my persuasion to fulfill my needs, you know.
Right. I mean, most faggots are not going to be physically able to stop you. you're a muscular, athletic alpha male, so like they're probably going to lose if they try to fight you off. You know, so
usually they surrender. It's good for me, you know.
What? What'd you say?
Usually they surrender. Surrender.
Right. Right, to survive, basically. It's a survival instinct, you know. You roll and over and get...
Faggots are very stupid, and they don't know. They are weak, and as well they are dumb. They are stupid. So they don't know what is good for them. So it's ridiculous, and it's useless to ask a faggot, do you want to have sex with me? Because even if he's answering, a faggot does not know if he wants it or not. As an alpha male, I know better than him what's good for him. So if I know that he wants sex, maybe he does not know that, but I know that sucking a cock is good for him, getting fucked is good for him. You see what I mean? It's like a parent with a child, you know. You will not ask 2 or 3 years old child what he want to eat, for example. You just cook for him and you give him food. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So it's really faggots. I take the decision and then I do it. You know, I'm not asking it. You know, it's like an owner with a slave. It's the same. So the master has to decide for the faggot. And it's the same about sex. The master has to decide how to fuck, when to fuck. You know, so we don't need, as masters, the consent of faggots because we know much better what's good for them.
Right.
Let's not waste time asking about their consent and or things like that, you know.
That's an incredible answer. Did you have that written down? Because that is a great answer. I mean, it's a perfect answer. I agree totally. I mean, in my philosophy, the hierarchy that I believe in, you know, between men, faggots are born to service men. That's why we exist. So fighting that or for a faggot is ridiculous because that's why you're there, to be used by men or to service men. So, like, that was something my rape probably reinforced in me in a different way than like prior to that, when I was forced to suck cock all the time, when I started, when I got raped, it kind of realigned my thinking, you know. So like what you're saying is that faggots should not be making decisions about that. That's their just their natural function.
Because you consider that rape. I don't.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was a rape because I mean, he grabbed a knife and stuck it to my throat and raped me, I guess, you know, like I didn't want to be taken that way, you know, at the time. Now I think back and it's different.
But you know, it's not a rape because if he did that, he think that it was right and it was fair. So let's consider that he was right. You know, if you call it a rape, you are saying that the top was not right by doing that.
Well, I mean, I think ultimately in the hierarchical sense, he was right.
Then it's not a rape.
Right. I mean, I referred to it as a rape because it was probably the most violent
taking. It wasn't real. Is will, you know, and using violence sometimes it's appropriate, you know, as a master using violence to get what you want, it's normal.
Right. I mean, right, exactly. Just what you were saying about alpha males, it's being natural for an alpha to take what he wants. Whether it's, it may not even be sex, it might be some other thing, you know. A lot of times cash masters are online and they cash rape faggots online. Mm-hmm. It's a similar thing, you know.
Yeah, I do it as well, but I consider that money that a faggot has will be more useful for me than for the faggots. Then I'm taking it from the faggot.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm thinking that the faggot does not need that.
Right. Or like
I know just that I know better than the faggot what's good for him and what's good for me, you know. So I take decision for the faggot and for me. That's it.
Right. That's...
I don't think faggots are able to make good decisions. They're just able to obey. Right. I told you, it's like kids, you know. Kids have to obey to adults, and it's the same, you know.
Right. Exactly. I mean, faggots, they really honestly do not operate well on their own. They really need the control of a man.
They ask me about personal decision in their lives, you know, and I have some faggots. They always ask me, okay, what should I do with my life? I want to move to a new apartment. I want to change my job. What should I do? And they need a real man like me to take decision in their lives, you know?
Right, exactly.
They consult me because they are lost. They are not able to make decisions.
Right. So
I never experienced myself because I'm a man. So for me, it's not complicated to make decision. You know, I make efficient and quick decisions. I'm not lost in my life. When I see these faggots, most of them are very lost in their life, you know?
Yes.
So what they need a man in their life, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, an owner.
Exactly.
There's a difference between a man in your life, like a relationship, and an owner owning a faggot.
Mm.
I mean, sure. Like, you are their owner. You own them, so they're your property.
Mm.
You know, the thing about a man owning property, whether it's a car or it's a dog or whatever, the man values that property because it's his and it represents him, and he wants it to be the best it can be for him, right? So the same with a faggot in a man's life. I sometimes can compare a faggot to a dog. Like, a man can appreciate having a dog, a faithful dog. And he's affectionate with the dog to some degree, but like, the dog, he owns the dog. You know, he watches over the dog. He makes the decisions for the dog, right? Your faggots are like your dogs in a way.
You know? And you know, you make decisions for the dog because the dog is not able to make decisions. And it's the same for faggots. You're not asking. When you have a dog, you're not asking your dog, okay, what you want to eat today, what you want to do. No, you just decide for him. And it's the same for faggots. They need that the master decide for them, no?
Yes, yes. So I just want to ask you quickly, what do you think is the future for your porn career? I mean, do you have a date when you think you will stop doing porn, or do you think you're going to continue to do it for your whole life?
I stopped already, you know. I kind of stopped already because it was boring to me. Yeah. I stopped. I do sometimes like a video, a movie once in a while, but I don't consider myself anymore like an active porn star, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw you had a recent movie out somewhere. So I thought I saw somewhere, but maybe I'm wrong.
But a lot of studios are using again my movies and doing re-editions, and so people think that I'm very active because there is always kind of new movies from me. But yeah. It's most of the time it's old movies, you know. But my movies are selling well, so the studio are using them a lot, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, you're a legend, and you're a very unique voice in the porn world. Very, very unique and very much needed. I think you're what the movies that you make and what you represent is so important to a lot of people. There are a lot of alphas that are learning from you.
And, yeah, I would like to do more movies, but more, you know, I would like to be able to do what I want. I would like to do something very violent. And I
let's just say you want to do some killing on camera. You want to kill somebody on camera.
I could do it, really. I could do it.
I know you could, Master. I know you could. I know.
We have zero. The thing is, you see, when you watch my movies, you see that I don't have any empathy.
No, you're right. You're one of the few alphas that I've ever seen on camera that actually make my heart kind of beat faster and faster. Like I get nervous watching you, and I've been a faggot for 22 years, and I have been through the ringer. Okay. And I've done a lot of things, and not a lot shocks me anymore, but you still to this day make me very, very nervous. And I think that's kind of an interesting reaction that I have to you. So I know that my readers react that way to you. I know they do. Like you don't really realize. I think I have a massive audience of faggots out there that are, they watch your movies and think, how can I serve that man or be owned by that man or used by that man? That's you're in a really unique place. And I don't know where you are of it, really, of what you represent in the porn scene. I mean, maybe you get a lot of fan mail. I don't know, but do you get a lot of fan mail and stuff? And like,
yes, and I get a lot of feedback as well from young guys saying that they when they saw my movies when they were like 14, 15, 16, then they realized they were gay, they were faggots, they were sub, they were bottoms, you know, it's like, it was like a revelation.
Exactly.
They were submissive, you know.
Right. I'm sure there are some alphas, the light bulb went on in their head too, watching you. I think an alpha like you in the porn industry, you set an example that is unmatched, I think, in all of porn. And like, you are probably like you're the one that's transforming these people with your what you do, what you produce. It's
my movie. It's very clear. It's not two guys having fun. It's not two guys making love. Not at all.
No.
It's really like one guy submitting the other one, showing who is the boss, and you see that there is no equality. You know?
Right.
There is really one guy, me, which is much above the other one. And the other one is just there to serve. And there is no... You see, I have no empathy for my partner. And sometimes during the shooting, I had to be stopped by the crew. Because I was... Yeah.
Oh, no.
I stopped on as well, you know, because I had to be stopped. And, you know, especially the last movies... what I did, my most successful movies, it was like 10 years ago. The one with the choking and the one with I think you saw it in an underground parking lot. It's like a rape.
I mean, like, you'll have to be more specific because you choke and slap and punch in every single movie, Master. So, like, I don't, like, you have to give me a title, I think, or something. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, I think. There's no way for anybody to look at your movies and just jack off or just have a kind of a bland opinion. There's no way for somebody to do that. They watch your movies and there's a reaction. They have a reaction of some kind. Either they're disgusted by it or they're turned on or they feel submissive or they feel dominant. There's a reaction. And that is the difference between what you do and what anybody else is doing, I think. And that's really to your credit, I think. And that's where I think you're so unique in the porn industry, honestly. What you're doing, you're changing people's lives, honestly.
So I wish I could do more movies and movies in that direction. But the thing is that most of the studios, they don't want this kind of video. Because it's especially today, you know, because today it's not politically correct anymore to have a video of sex which looks not with no consent, you know.
Right. Yeah, I know. I get trouble all the time for my use of the word faggot all by itself. I've had so many accounts banned just because of that. I refuse to not use the term because the word faggot is specific to a type of person. And I identify as a faggot. So, like, I mean, I am a faggot. And all these people that I'm talking to are faggots. And they know it. So, like, I'm not going to stop.
Talking about rape is very, very sensitive as well. And
what did you say? I'm sorry.
Talking about rape.
Yes, all right. Rape is another topic that I've talked about.
Not in Me Too and all these things, the studios, they don't want even acting rape, you know, in a movie.
Yeah.
But when I did my movie some years ago, it was still possible to play a rape in the movie. Now it's not possible anymore. You know, last time I did a movie, last year ago, I said, okay, I want to stop doing porn because, for example, when I was grabbing the head of the bottom and force him to suck me, the director say, no, no, please don't grab the head because it looked like a rape. Please don't do that. Please don't slap the face. Please don't spit. Please don't be violent. Please don't insult. Then they told me, if you do that, I will have to cut it when I do the editing because they don't allow anymore anything which look like you force your partner. And then it's too boring. It's too boring for me. I don't want to do this kind of porn, you know.
It's not natural to you at all, you know.
Yes, and I will have no fun at all, you know.
Right. There's another alpha. His name is Santiago Figueroa. I don't know if you've.
No.
He's another. He's probably the other really dominant alpha. He's a Latino alpha. And he is very, 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 very aggressive, like choking, slapping, really hard slapping, like rapey kind of stuff, honestly. And he largely is, he's just doing OnlyFans, I think, now. And I don't think he's even in the porn industry proper anymore. And like, again, I think it's part of this because he can't do what he what comes naturally to him, like, just like you're saying, you know. It's a shame because there's a huge starving market for that.
But if you know anyone, if there is anyone interested in producing this kind of video, you know, even like an underground studio, which wanted some violent videos, I will be very up to do that, you know.
Well, believe me, if I ever find anybody that's producing a snuff film, I'm going to have them get a hold of you right away because I would love to see you do something like that before you call it quits. So are you making your money these days? Or do you have investments in other businesses? Or I mean, I see that you still do, I guess you do like not Chatterbait or something, but like, you know, you do online phone calls and stuff, right?
Yes, I'm doing some escorting as well.
Oh, escorting? Okay.
And I'm scraping some faggots.
Okay. That's good. Like, you probably make a pretty good living on those things alone, you know? I mean, what does the Jordan Fox experience cost in escorting? Thousands of dollars? I don't really know. I mean, like, the Jordan Fox experience. I like that sound of that. I mean, you said you're escorting, you know, so.
Yeah, not that much because, you know, most of my clients are very young. You know, they're young guys, they're students, so they don't have a lot, you know, but I take what they have, you know.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure there are older faggots that would pay you lots and lots of money to have you rape the hell out of them.
It's true, but older faggots, they are kind of scared, you know. They are more popular with young faggots. You know, young faggots who grew up watching my movies.
Right.
So most of the people who worship and admire me are like 20, 25, then 30, actually, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, because I don't know, I have a whole legion of probably older faggots that would they cry out for a man like you to beat the shit out of them and like rape them, you know. I mean, and some of them have money.
Attention! I have only fun. I have two there. They can try to get my attention. Yeah.
There you go.
And let's see if I answer.
Well, Master, I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna stop. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I really, really, really appreciate talking to you. I enjoyed it very much.
And, thank you.
You are you're even more amazing than I imagined you would be to talk to. So thank you very much for everything. And keep doing what you're doing because you're inspiring people.
Don't worry. I won't stop. I will even go further with time, you know.
That's beautiful. All right. Thank you, Master.
Welcome. Thank you, bye.
Well, how about that? Wasn't that something? Oh my gosh. Some of his answers were so, they were just off the cuff dominant, okay? He is a natural apex alpha who, it just comes out of his pores, okay? Like this is what he is, what he knows. And some of his statements about faggots and their purpose, and his purpose with faggots is, it couldn't be, it's textbook, okay? I thank, Master Jordan Fox for coming on the podcast. And really, really, it takes a lot to shock me anymore. He blew me away. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast as much as I did. I'm just reeling. I'm still reeling from it. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Hope you have a good week. Bye.